The other thing that comes out of the United States is the danger is one of the reasons it turns McDonald's mind toward this need for centralization, is the fact that as Confederation was being formed in 1864 and 65, it looked very much as if the American Union had failed. Almost as the Quebec Conference is meeting, when Sherman marches his troops through Georgia, that it begins to look as if maybe the North might win. But up till that point, what it proved, the Civil War, was that all federations fall apart unless heavily centralized. And so the New Zealand Constitution was heavily centralized, although that was established before the war started. And the Canadian Constitution was going to be heavily centralized. Otherwise, especially with a big territory such as we were going to have, it was going to fall apart. So these two things, the physical, external, military, diplomatic threat on the one hand, and the political science of it, if you like, on the other. So those are the reasons that, broadly, that MacDonald wanted a strong central government in Ottawa. And there are remnants of that still around, you noticed.